We're in Simin Shin Laman Aleph. We're up to Sif Hey. We'll be doing from Hey through Zayin. Androgynous, which is a child that has a simonim of a boy and a girl. V'nolad Bein Hashmashes, as well as a child who was born Bein Hashmashes in twilight, which the Mishnah Berurah paskins is a child born after Shkia. V'nolad Keshuhu Mol, or a child that is born where he already has no foreskin, and we only have a suffix that perhaps he's got one and we didn't realize it. So all of these are sfeikis, and therefore you cannot be mal them on Shabbos. V'yotze Dofen, a child that was born by C-section, as well as V'kusis Sheyolda V'chakach Nizgaira, as well as a non-Jewish that gave birth and then was Magayer. So here the halacha is that for the two of them, since the mother was not Metame Tumas Leida, which is what the beginning of Parshas Tazria is all about, and it was over there in that parsha that it says of Yom HaShmini. So whenever the mother was not Metame Tumas Leida, the Mila is not Docha Shabbos. So a child that is born of a C-section on Shabbos, the bris would not be Docha Shabbos. Umi she'esho shtei orlis, ein milosim docha Shabbos, a child that has two orlas. There are two dais here. Some say it's referring to a double orla on one aver, and some says no, that he actually has two avarim. The halacha is that they're not docha Shabbos because we do not know which the eager one is in either case. Yeah. Now, with regard to Bein Hashmashes, there's a bir halacha here that goes into the halacha that a child that is born, say, on Friday night, but you know that it took time between when the head came out and the rest of the guf. So there you could not do the bris on Shabbos because we would say that this is a child that's born as Shabbos comes in. And he is born completely, he comes out completely after Tzeisik HaChavim, which means we should be able to be Docha Shabbos. If we see that it took a while between the head and the rest of the body to come out, then we say that it's a suffix. He may have been born a while ago and it was still Bein Hashmashes. And therefore, the mila would not be docha Shabbos. Sivvav, machshirei mila she'efshol asosol me'erev Shabbos, machshirei mila, meaning not the bris itself, but things that are necessary for the bris that can be done erev Shabbos. Ein dochen es Shabbos; they are not docha Shabbos. Lafikach, im lo hevi izma lemila, you did not bring a knife me'erev Shabbos. Lo yaviim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to bring it on Shabbos. Afil b'mokum sheim b'way isad rabbanon. Even if carrying here is only an isad rabbanon, she'emidu chachamim divrei b'mokum koris, Chazal said, don't break it rabbanon, even if you're going to end up not doing a mitzvah she'esh bo koris. V'lo merleini Yehudi laso some to tell a non-Jew, imu davar shemaso Yisrael ein bo isar element rabbanon, or merleini Yehudi ve'el seyu. If it's a drabbanon, so you're allowed to tell a non-Jew to do a drabbanon for the sake of a mitzvah. V'imu davar she'asu Yisrael laso so. Whereas if it's something that a Jew is not allowed to do minat Torah as a daraisa, lo yom elein yudul asoso, you're not allowed to tell a non-Jew not to do this. The shvus is mutter, or shvus alone is not mutter. Amir lenachri in a daraisa is not mutter. There are matirim, and the Mishnah Berurah says that b'makom tzorach you can be somach on the mekilim and amir liyakom on a daraisa. However, if you have a question of having the child say wheel to shul for the bris by a non-Jew in the street, the Mishnah Berurah comes out, do the bris at home. That's better. Why should you have a non-Jew push the child? What happens if you have a choice? The moa left his kit in shul and the child is at home. What's better? To have a non-Jew carry the knife or have a non-Jew carry the child? The Mishnah Berurah paskins to have a non-Jew carry the knife, because if a non-Jew brings the child to shul, he'll also have to bring him back. Whereas if you bring the knife to the child, you will not have to bring it back. Siv Zayin. Lo haya lo kamon shachog me'erev Shabbos. We said that they used to put caraway powder. What happens if all you had was the seed and it wasn't ground? Lo yishrakenu, you should not put it in a grinder. Elo lois b'shinav, you chew it up. Im lo ear of me'esmol, yayin v'shemen, if they didn't mix wine and oil. Litein oleha. Lo ya'ar b'mayom, elo yitin kalecha levado. Don't mix them today, but put each one separately. The halacha is that with regard to this powder, if you did the bris already and then realized, hey, we don't have the powder prepared, so you're allowed to actually go ahead and break Shabbos to make the powder. But you're not allowed to go ahead and do this on Shabbos in order to do the bris. So this goes for any doraisa that you'll have to break. The halacha is that you're not allowed to break it for Shabbos, even if this way the bris will be nidcha. Anything that you could have done erev Shabbos and didn't. Whereas, if it's something necessary for the child and the meal is already taken place, the child is considered a cholam asukin, and you'd be allowed to break Shabbos afterwards.